Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure on this Thanksgiving weekend to welcome two representatives of Newport Classical. And you might be saying to yourself, Newport Classical, what's that? Well, we're going to explain all that. We have the executive director here, Jillian Friedman Fox. Welcome to the show, Jillian.
Hi, Mike. Good to see you.
Nice to see you again. And the man, the one, the only, the incredibly talented, the cute, the cuddly, Trevor Neal is here. Welcome, Trevor.
Hi, Mike. Good to see you.
Nice to see you again. Trevor is a very familiar voice on WCRI, and he is the director of artistic planning and kitchen duties. No, I can't remember the rest of your title. It was too long.
Director of artistic planning and engagement.
And engagement, that's right. Okay, and we're going to find out exactly what Newport Classical is. Some of you might remember an organization that's been around for a long time called the Newport Music Festival. Many years of sponsoring that here at WCRI with names back in the day with Mark Malkovich and so forth, and we had a great time and started shows with them. And now Trevor has his own spot on WCRI that he does occasionally. Kids Hour, correct?
Absolutely.
You're the voice that goes along with Jamie Jones. And, Jillian, we need to get you a show.
What do you want me to talk about?
All right. Well, right now we're going to talk about what happened to the Newport Music Festival?
So the Newport Music Festival is still here and thriving. It's just gone through a bit of a rebrand and name change. So Newport Classical better aligns with our commitment to promoting classical music, first and foremost, and really clearly defines who we are here in the arts community and cultural fabric of Newport, but also allows us to embrace our now year-round presence here in the community. And we've launched several new programs that have us presenting and in and around Newport every month of the year. And so excited to talk about that. But Newport Classical really, I think, clearly defines who we are. And we're excited about this new phase of the organization.
That's a big change. I mean, I do remember when it was those couple weeks in the summer and everybody went crazy and it was just Nutsville. And then the rest of the year, you had to wait. You had to wait for something else. So this is a great change. And I think it's going to be a wonderful thing for the community, not only for Newport, obviously, but for all of southern New England and people that can get to hear the programs that are going on. Speaking of programs, there's lots of them, right, Trevor?
Absolutely. We are fortunate to be able to really expand into our community and education engagement within the Newport County community. And this is through a number of different program opportunities. A number of them being community concerts, which we have had two very successful ones in Mayan Tanomi Park in Newport. We have two others that will occur in April and May in the spring of 2022, my apologies, and have completely expanded our education engagement program, which is a meaningful engagement with our students in the school system and internationally acclaimed artists who come during our chamber music series to perform in our brand new recital hall at Emmanuel Church. We think that this is a wonderful thing that we're able to offer to the schools of Newport, and we have the strong support of the administration of the school district there.
Wow, that's amazing. And now the artists that you bring in work with students occasionally? Is that the way that happens?
Absolutely. Every month. We were fortunate to present Kristen Lee in concert, and she gave a wonderful masterclass to the elementary school students at Pell Elementary School in Newport.
These kids were so cute. Oh my gosh. Well, you have to go to our website to see pictures of these children.
This is elementary school now.
Elementary, yes. Pell okay. Elementary, kids who brought in their violins and performed for Kristen. And it was a really dynamic back and forth, and I think really empowered them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. So, okay, let's get down to some specifics and some dates of things that might be coming up. What's the first major event? Here we are, Thanksgiving weekend, and things are rolling along. And good news for a lot of arts groups, there's a light at the end of the tunnel from the pandemic, and I know a lot of groups are starting to have concerts again, and things are slowly getting back to normal, and hopefully that's your case too, right?
Absolutely. I think our organization has, over the past 18 months, really shown resiliency and a commitment to moving forward and presenting live performance in a way that is safe for both patrons and our artists as well. And so we do require either proof of vaccine or a negative test to attend our concerts. This is both for the safety of our patrons, but also the musicians as well, as sometimes they're not able to wear a mask when performing. And then we do require masks as well, which has been shown as to be the best practice when indoors and in close quarters. And with those, precautions in place, we were able to have three sold-out concerts this year, September, October, and November, as Trevor mentioned, in our new recital hall at Emmanuel Church, a beautiful 182-seat space.
Now, let's just explain that for a second before I forget. So you're saying your recital hall.
You bet.
In Emmanuel Church.
You bet.
Did you buy the church?
No, it is a long-term lease and a wonderful collaborative use agreement between us and the community at Emmanuel Church. It's a really beautiful, vibrant space that is kind of evolving into not just a place of worship, but also a community center. There's a fabulous kitchen where Sea Salt Provisions cooks out
of. I knew that Trevor was going to get into kitchen.
And there's a wonderful green room in the basement. And so we are kind of part of that community center vibe. The space that was originally the day school at Emmanuel Church for about 18 years, unfortunately, very sadly, closed during the pandemic, but did offer a special opportunity for us to work with Emmanuel Church. And so we came in and have put a lot of love and TLC into the space and got approval from the fire department and the city and all their blessings. So it's 182 seat space, very comfortable, the nice red chairs, gorgeous stage, and the acoustics are really special, very clean, and really perfect for a chamber music setting. It really couldn't have been a more symbiotic collaboration, and the first three concerts have just been so well received, and we received wonderful feedback from the artists too about how much they enjoyed performing in such an intimate space. And Emmanuel Church also has a historic designation. So this space continues our mission of performing in intimate and historic spaces, and is certainly additive. It is not instead of performing in the mansions in the summer.
Right.
We're so thrilled to return in summer of 2022 to the Breakers and Elms and Marble House, just to name a few. So this is an additive program that we're receiving a warm response from the community with.
All right. We'll get to some of those future events in a few moments, but you did bring some music with you tonight. So why don't we go to that? Trevor, why don't you tell us what we're going to be listening to here? Or do you want Jillian to do
that? No, that's fine. We can actually start with a really great piece from Poulenc. Poulenc was really driven by his lively sense of melodic intervention, which was set against traditional and even old-fashioned harmonic backgrounds. Now, the interesting thing about Poulenc is that he unfortunately suffered from fits of manic depression, which were characterized by deep sadness and doubt, followed by even more manical states of optimism, which we all know to be his influence in his compositional style. Poulenc was self-taught, but he really drew the ire of other composers like Stravinsky, who found his compositional style to be interesting. And what he did was really garner the friendship and really a collegium with these musicians and copied, in a sense, their compositional style, but in a way that was his own. So that's where we come to this wonderful trio that he wrote for oboe, bassoon, and piano, which he dedicated to Manuel de Falla. This sparkling piece opens with this presto movement that features the oboe and the bassoon as the storytellers. It's largely homophonic in the piano, which provides plenty of opportunities for the two wind instruments to create the alternative cadences. The second movement is really a lyrical pastoral, followed by the final movement, which is really a brisk rondo to really get things going. You will really get what I'm saying about his compositional style here and how he borrows from composers like Stravinsky in the piece. So this is the trio for oboe, bassoon, and piano.
All right, we'll listen to as much of that as possible, then take a brief commercial break and be back with more of Newport Classical.
Thank you.
Newport Classical is a subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with Jillian Friedman-Fox, who is the Executive Director, and Trevor Neal, the Director of Artistic Planning and Engagement. And we're talking about the new branding of Newport Classical. And so just, you know, we'll have to say it for a while, the artist formerly known as...
That's right.
...the Newport Music Festival. And there's also even a new website, right?
Absolutely. NewportClassical.org. Nice and easy. Easy to remember. All of our social channels at Newport Classical. But the new website isn't just rebranded. It is a brand new website with increased functionality and hopefully a much more improved experience for our patrons.
A whole new look. New logo, everything.
Everything.
And the new logo has Trevor's face pictured right on it.
No. We don't want to scare anyone away.
Whole new look, but the same artistic quality and the same music festival that everyone has come to know and love. And so while there's, you know, a new look to everything, the same level of depth and quality and bringing in international artists from all over the world to play diverse repertoire, celebrating classical music as a living art form. That's all still very much core to our 54-year history.
And it's a change by addition, right? There's
absolutely
a lot more things going on.
Exactly.
We're going to find out about that. Let's start with the Chamber Series. You mentioned a beautiful space.
Exactly. So we're so thrilled to be able to, I should say the organization has presented chamber concerts in the off season previously, you know, one in the fall, one in the spring, but we wanted to bring more consistency and regularity to that with the Chamber Series and also give people reasons to continue to come out to Newport. And as you mentioned earlier, this is not just for Newport, but for the New England community as well. We've seen lots of patrons coming in from Connecticut and Massachusetts, making a weekend of it and really anchoring their weekend in Newport around our Chamber Series.
Yeah, I remember last summer I had my brother-in-law came to see part of the festival and he lives in New York. And
I love it.
They made a weekend out of it. You know?
That's exactly what we're trying to do. And so the Chamber Series, it is once a month on a Friday evening, 7:30 concert. They're 90 minutes. It's a really beautiful way. Pair that with a great dinner on Thames, and it's a really great date night. And so, as I mentioned, in this past fall, we had three sold-out concerts, but just last week, we announced our next five, so that'll be January through May. You can buy a five-concert package by visiting our website, and we're really excited about what we've got planned. So in January, we are bringing back Daniel Del Pino, who is one of the foremost Spanish pianists performing today, but he's also a festival favorite. He was a resident artist with the festival for years, and we're really excited to bring him back in this solo capacity in January, on January 21st.
And those dates, if you're following along, just go to newportclassical.org, and you can see all of these things right there.
Absolutely. You don't need to run and grab your pencil and write this all down.
It's all there. We're not giving you any news, breaking news. It's on the website, so that's great news. We just want to highlight some of those things. And after that?
And after that, the piece that we played in the earlier segment, the Poulenc Trio, will be performed by Poulenc Trio for piano, oboe, and bassoon. This is a fabulous instrumentation, and we're really excited to have them here. Their touring is just incredible, and I think this unique instrumentation will really shine in our space.
Absolutely. The organization, in its former capacity, never had the opportunity to present this instrumentation setup in concert before, so I think we have a wonderful opportunity to give our patrons something that's both unique and different for the classical curious.
Right. And that's going to be February 18th?
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Once again, information and tickets are available there. And I think it's interesting, you mentioned subscriptions. I think I heard you say that word. But that means people can buy a series.
That's right. So this year we had a fall package and a spring package. So the fall included three concerts. The spring includes all five. And then looking down to the future, you'll be able to buy a package for the entire September through May season. So giving people the opportunity to consume as much or little as they'd like.
Okay. All right. And Trevor, what about music? We listened to the music that's going to be on the February 18th concert. Now we want to go to the one that is January 21st, right?
That's right. So so the piece that we're about to listen to is by the incredible Spanish composer Isaac Albéniz. It is the Suite Iberia, which is known as his masterpiece. This is really the work that he is the most well known for, and was applauded by many of his contemporaries in the Impressionist era. What I find so unique about this piece is it's one of the most challenging works for solo piano in the repertoire. And so we're really excited to have Daniel come back in this capacity and really show off his skills.
All right, let's give it a listen. And again, we'll listen to as much as possible, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Newport Classical.
Thank you.
The new Newport Classical Organization is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with Jillian Friedman Fox, the executive director, and Trevor Neal, the amazingly talented and unbelievably nice, and what a great guy. If you haven't met Trevor, it's worth going to a concert just to meet Trevor. Jillian, isn't that right?
You're absolutely right. I need to work on getting this kind of introduction.
He is the kind of guy that everybody likes. Everybody likes to be around. He's always smiling. And I need to find out if Jillian, if that's the case at work every day. When you work with him every day, is he always as happy as I always see him?
I would say 95% of the time.
He's just a good guy.
He's 100% of the time a good guy.
See that? There you go. You don't get those kind of introductions everywhere, Trevor. Jamie Jones never gives you those kind of introductions on your children's
That's true. We got to have a conversation about that.
Yeah, we're going to change that. But we've been talking about the new Newport Classical, which was, as we said in the last segment, the formerly known Newport Music Festival, and it's now the Newport Music Festival and a lot more. So that's what we've been concentrating on, the a lot more. We talked about some of the chamber music that's going to be held at the new refurbished home at Emmanuel Church. And now we have some more concerts, some other chamber things we haven't mentioned yet, right? What's the rest of that series?
Yeah, absolutely. On March 11th, pardon me, we welcome a fabulous young emerging violinist by the name of Geneva Lewis, who will come play a lovely program that really caps off with Janáček's violin sonata.
And I think one of the things we're most excited about for this concert, and also when we had Kristen Lee, is one of the things when we did the rebrand is we worked with a fabulous organization out of Boston to be able to bring data and information to our rebranding. And that included interviews with 40 key stakeholders on what their views are on our organization and, wow, and what they want to see continue to grow.
You said 40? 40?
40 interviews. Wow. That's right. And one of the things that unanimously came out of those interviews was how much our patrons and donors and longtime volunteers love being introduced to up-and-coming world-class talent, that they love that idea of, I heard them first at Newport Classical. And so to be able to use this chamber series as a launching pad for many young careers who will then go off to play Carnegie Hall, you know, or, you know, Boston Symphony Hall in their careers, it's a nice opportunity to hear someone in such an intimate setting. And so we're excited to have Geneva for that capacity.
Absolutely. All right. And then there's another concert on May 13th, right?
Actually, before that, we have one on April the 15th. It's a Parker Quartet out of Boston, Massachusetts. So just our neighbor right up the road. They're going to bring a fabulous program, one which includes a piece that we'll hear a little bit later on, the Mozart Unfinished K419D. Which was
a catchy name.
Yeah, isn't it? Well, the famed jazz composer and musician Vijay Iyer did an attaka and finished the piece. So we'll play a little bit of that for you later on. But that's going to be a fabulous program on April the 15th. That's Parker Quartet.
All right. And now the May 13th.
That's right. On May 13th, we're really excited to welcome back harpist Bridget Kibbe in a duo program with violinist Alexei Kinney. And that program will really be centered around Saint-Saëns' Fantasy for Violin and Harp. And so this has been a really fun opportunity for Trevor and I with the Chamber Series to curate, you know, 8 concerts throughout the year that showcase unique instrumentations and different repertoire and be able to kind of fill in the gaps with the summer festival. And so a lot of this kind of pays looking forward to the summer of 2022. Mm-hmm. We announced recently our dates, which are July 1 through 17 of 2022. So mark your calendars, book your B&Bs and and make your reservations soon, because we sold out last summer. We're excited to be back indoors in full capacity with 40% more concerts than last year. So I don't think we'll see as much panic buying, but we definitely are hoping to see a really great turnout from our audiences for the rest of the spring as well as next summer.
And before that happens, it'll be the holidays. It's a jolly time at the holidays. Things are going on with you there too, right?
Yes, absolutely. We kick things off on December 3rd and 4th with another one of our neighbors, Ensemble Altera, which is an emerging professional choral group out of Providence, Rhode Island. And they're directed by internationally acclaimed countertenor Christopher Lowry, who at the moment is actually overseas on a few gigs and will be coming back just in time for these two performances.
We hope. No, I'm sure he will.
These two performances will take place at Emmanuel Church in Newport, December 3 and 4. On the 3rd, it's 7:30 p.m., and on the 4th, 2:30 matinee.
And tickets are only $25. That's next weekend. So make sure to go to newportclassical.org, snag your tickets. It's going to be a really beautiful concert, kind of the celebration of classical music during the holiday time. So not your traditional sing-along, but a really beautiful and perfect concert for the whole family.
Well, it's important that people realize you're talking about a newly refurbished hall, but it still is only 185 seats or something.
That's right. But this concert will actually be in the sanctuary. You know, a beautiful choral concert with organ and harp couldn't have been done anywhere else for the holidays, but in the actual church. And if you haven't been to Emmanuel Church, it is a beautiful sanctuary, gorgeous organ and stained glass windows. And so that'll be a really a beautiful concert.
And you can fit a few more than 185.
That is definitely true.
Right. But still, get your tickets soon. Don't wait.
That's right. And first time for our organization. We are so thrilled. On December 12th, we have partnered with the Choir School of Newport County, Brown University Chorus, and Providence Baroque Orchestra to present The Messiah at the Mansion. So we are doing two performances of the one-hour Christmas version of The Messiah at Rosecliff Mansion, thanks to the generosity of the Preservation Society of Newport and this incredible multi-nonprofit collaborative work. Really brings all of Rhode Island together for a truly Newport Christmas concert. So we're so excited. The matinee is 100% sold out, but I believe tickets are still available to the 6:30 p.m. performance. And again, another great opportunity for the whole family. It's only an hour.
There you go.
Perfect.
It's perfect. We have so much to talk about. You have so much to talk about that we need to do another show because we're running out of time here. But I want to thank you both for coming in. It's been great to see you again, both of you. And I look forward to many more opportunities. We have one piece of music left. We're going to try to squeeze in most of it. Trevor, tell us about this Mozart piece.
Absolutely. This is actually a collaboration between Mozart in his post-life and the composer Vijay Iyer, who was commissioned in 2011 to compose this piece by the Brentano String Quartet. He based this piece off, well, they approached him about this piece based off a 1993 study that was done about Mozart and playing Mozart when you're pregnant and the baby coming out smarter or something another like that. It was an interesting study. Needless to say, they found that was not the case. And but nonetheless, Mozart's piece remained unfinished. So they commissioned him to do this piece. It's a wonderful piece. I think it's very, very, very well done. So this is after the study. It's called Mozart Effects.
Excellent. Thank you both once again. It's a pleasure to see you. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.